Log Talk Radio.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Can you say that tonight? Can you say that there is no God? There's no God like Jehovah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what, how wonderful it is for us to worship him. Let him know that he's the only one that we desire. Hallelujah. Praise God. What an awesome God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Well, good evening, everybody. Good evening. So glad to have all of you on this afternoon. Praise God. So glad to share with you this afternoon. I want to let you know before I forget, this is the last program for 2 weeks. I'm going on vacation, and then I'll be right back. I'm going to miss you all. Hallelujah. But this is the last program for this month. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, bless each one of you. Hallelujah. I pray that you had a wonderful day today. I've had a full day. Praise God. This is God's Favorites Ministry. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. Maybe you're going through some sickness or maybe you need comforting. Whatever you may be facing in life, maybe you're having a financial battle. Whatever the devil is trying to beat you up with, don't let him. Say no to the enemy. Praise God. God's favorites are here reaching out to help you in whatever you go through. We pray for you. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And he said he will give you rest. And that's who we want to point you to, who is Jesus. Jesus, praise God. That's the only helper that we have. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go to prayer. Praise God, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this wonderful night, God, that you have given us, oh God. There's no God like you, Lord God. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness and your mercy, God. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you, God, that you have loved us, oh, God, with an everlasting love, God. Thank you that there is no God like Jehovah, God. Hallelujah. And we just want to worship and praise and serve him with all our heart, our mind, and soul. Lord, touch everyone on tonight. Lord, if they have a need, God, Lord, God, fix it for them, God. You're the heart mender and the heart regulator. You can do anything, God, but fail, God. And, Lord, we come to you, oh, God, believing and keeping the faith that you can do anything but fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, touch your people tonight in every way. Oh, Father God. Father God, you promised you would never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, praise God. You promised, God, we are standing upon your promises. Because we believe that your promises, that you will withhold no good thing from those that walk upright before you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your promises are true. Yes, Lord, your promises. Hallelujah. When all else fails, God, hallelujah, we can stand on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's God. He's God. He's God. Well, at this time, I'm going to ask, is there anyone have a prayer request this afternoon? We want to pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we want to storm hell for you because the devil wants to beat up on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he's a liar. He's a liar. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you have a prayer request tonight, press 1 on your phone. We'll be glad to pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer request, praise God. Hallelujah. We will be glad to pray for you. We love to pray for one another. We want to reach out to you. It's our desire, praise God, to pray for one another. As the word said, pray ye one for another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pray ye one for another. Hallelujah. I think y'all got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let me choose a prayer warrior here. I see that we have two hands up. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have two hands up. And I'm going to ask Minister Caritha Gatlin. Can she pray over the prayer request tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go up here. Oh, I see more hands up. Oh, my,
yes,
okay,
I will.
Go ahead. Oh, thank you, my
yes,
dear.
I'll
thank
pray.
You. Okay. Minister Gwen Renato, go for it.
Good evening, Pastor, and good evening to all the saints on the line. My prayers are, first of all, I just want to thank God for just being God in my life. And my prayers are for the Carter family. As I know, most of us, if not all of us, has heard about First Lady Rosalynn Carter has gone on to be the Lord. And we pray for peace and comfort for the family and President Carter during this time. And also continue prayers for Bishop Carter Pearson. The song he sings about with the older lady, I'm yet holding on, where he's yet holding on with the help of the Lord. And just continue prayers for me and my family that we will grow stronger in the Lord day by day. Amen.
Amen. All right. We have, let's see here, we have another hand up, and that hand is 874. Give us your name, please. Go forward. Hello. Okay, Sister Rebecca.
Hey, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. I'm asking for prayer. Good evening, everyone. I'm asking for prayer for my 16-year-old granddaughter. Been going through something, and I actually have her here tonight with me. So I'm asking for prayers that the Lord would give me wisdom on how to talk with her about a situation that she's going through right now. And just a closer walk with God, his strength. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Minister Vivian? Yes.
Hi, this is Cynthia Willard Lewis. I'm sorry I was on mute. Forgive me,
okay.
But I'm the 874 number.
Okay.
Yes, and I'd like to thank you for assembling the men and women of God to pray. Prayers are so necessary, particularly during these critical and dark days. And I, like the previous caller, would like to lift up my granddaughters. My oldest granddaughter is returning from Howard University, her first semester, and I'm praying that she have had a fulfilling and enriching experience with the best yet to come, and also her protection as she travels back home safely and then back to school safely, and that the Thanksgiving period of time really in her heart becomes a moment of true gratitude for the sacrifices of her parents as well as extended family and appreciation for all of the Thanksgiving events, connections, and traditions that each family has. I just want to bless my little granddaughter and my other two granddaughters as well.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Minister Bowman?
Good evening. I just want to say good evening to everybody and thank God for joining in one more time. Just pray for me and my family. Keep praying my strength that I will keep carrying on and doing what God wants me to do. And pray for Pastor Craig and my family.
Amen. Amen. Minister Shawanda?
Yes, good evening. Thanking God this evening for blessing me to make it on the line with you all. And I'm just asking for prayer for my strength in the Lord and for healing. And also prayer that I seek more of the Lord in fasting, to let go of some things such as salt, sugar, and these various issues that I know is causing problems in my health. Just asking for a prayer also for my family, and that God will save my children, and that God will bless my son to get a full-time job. He's been seeking a job and been trying to find work, and all they're doing is hiring him for temp agencies, and he needs something permanent to take care of his daughter. His name is Joshua. And so I'm just asking for prayer for him and praying that God will deliver not only my children, but all young people from all the strongholds that's holding them bound. Thank you.
Amen.
All right. I believe it is all that I see right now. I'm hoping I won't miss anyone. All right. Minister Curtis, you may go through.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Father, we are so grateful that we can call upon your name. We are so grateful that you, the Most High God, know our name. You know our location. You know every organ in our body. There's nothing you don't know. You are a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous God, and a faithful Father. And we appreciate you, Lord God. So tonight we come lifting up different ones who need prayer, but even those who have unspoken requests, we come thanking you for those as well. And Father, I thank you for Minister Gwen Bernardo. Lord, she's asking for prayer for Rosalind Carter as her husband served as the president for a period of time. Now, Lord, she's gone on to glory. She was in her 90s, and we thank you for long life that you satisfied her with. Comfort and strengthen the family in her loss, oh God. And Father, we lift up Pastor Carlton Pearson, and we thank you for his healing. Lord, you are the God that heals. You are the God that strengthens. You are the God that loves your children. You said, beloved above all, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you, Lord God, for hearing and answering these prayers, oh God. Because, Lord, you said, when we call upon you, you will answer us. Minister Vivian, can you ask somebody, they're doing something in the kitchen, can they put their phone on mute, please?
I'm muting them now.
Okay. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Rebecca, your precious daughter, who loves and adores you, who worships and honors you. And, Lord, she has children and grandchildren. She's particularly concerned about her granddaughter, as now her granddaughter is with her in a safe place. But, Lord, sometimes children have not been trained up the way they should go. They have not been taught the word. The word is not written on the tables of their heart. And they have gone through trials and tribulations, even as young children. So, Father, we pray for healing, emotional trauma, traumatic healing for this young woman in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you will lead her grandmother to have conversations of healing and deliverance for her granddaughter. And we thank you for the grandmothers who are taking care of the grandchildren because, Lord, so many parents are not able, emotionally, physically, they're not able. But, Lord, thank you for the grandmothers and the grandfathers who reached out to care for their grandchildren. And, Lord, I thank you for my precious sister, Cynthia Willard Lewis. And, Lord, she has grandchildren, those precious grandchildren. Now, right now, she's asking for prayer for her three granddaughters, the oldest one who's at Howard University, and we thank you that the best is yet to come. And we thank you that she is a wise child. Wisdom is her portion, and that she will continually look to the hills from which cometh her help. Her help cometh from the Lord in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for the love of a grandmother. I thank you for the love that Cynthia has for her grandchildren and for all the grandmothers who have so much great love and compassion and understanding and care, special kind of care that only grandmothers can give to their grandchildren. So we thank you, Father God, for her grandchildren realizing how blessed they are and that they would have words of gratitude for their parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who thought enough of them to care for them in special way in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her other two granddaughters as well. And we place blessings and protection over all of her grandchildren, particularly these three granddaughters who've been on our heart for quite a while. And we thank you for strengthening those daughters and strengthening Cynthia in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for your servant, Minister Shirley Bowman, as she has been through much. But you said, to whom much is given, much is required. Much is required of her. Sometimes she feels so stretched, like she can't do any more. She's so full, she can't do any more. But, Lord, you know how much more she can do. She's a giving woman. She gives of her time. She gives of her talent. She gives to her family over and above. And so we thank you for her family following after you. Salvation is their portion, oh God. And we thank you for Minister Bowman, that she is the healed of the Lord. You healed her with your stripes in the name of Jesus. So as she continues to look to the hills, which cometh her strength, her help cometh from you, oh God, you who made heaven and earth. And, Lord, we thank you for Minister Shawanda, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for what you're doing in her. And, Lord, many of us battle. But you said, you know, that the diet, if you overeat or whatever, put a knife to your throat, which means self-control. So, Father, we all need the fruit of the Spirit, self-control. Because sometimes we say, oh, I know I shouldn't have that, but just let me eat that. But, Lord, she's asking for self-control. And I thank you, Lord God, that she's asking that it not even come in her house so she won't have to be tempted by it. In the name of Jesus, that she will begin to bring healthy food and she will take out or give away all the other foods that's not good for her diet. And she will clean up her diet and say, listen, Lord God, what do you want me to eat? And even as I think about Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, the king had food for them. He had an abundance of food, like a bread for them. But they decided, as we will purpose in our heart not to sin against God, eating the wrong food. So, Father, I thank you that Shawanda has purpose in her heart, that she would not eat the wrong food, and that she would begin to fast, and she's asking for strength, oh God. So give her strength and healing to her body, oh God. She knows those foods is making her ill, that's making her not well. They have to be visiting the doctor. But, Lord, from now on, we're going to visit Dr. Jesus. We're going to call on you more than we do the medical doctor. We're going to say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus, the healer. We know that you're the healer, oh God. Because you've healed our bodies many times. If it was not for you, we would not be alive today. But because it's not the medicine, it's not the Tylenol, the aspirin, it's you, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, Minister Shawanda is praying for her family's salvation, their healing, and deliverance from every stronghold. And we pray that for all of our families in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, she's concerned about her son, Joshua, who's just getting part-time job. But you're able to give him full-time work. You're able to align to get his own business so he can have full-time work and overtime and double time and a half and make more than if he go work outside. So we thank you, Lord God, for hearing every prayer, answering every prayer. We thank you for Minister Vivian, who's over this ministry, Lord. Continually bless her even as she's about to travel, Lord God. We thank you for safe travel. Everywhere she go, in the air, on the land, everywhere. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Minister Karitha Gatlin. Great woman of God. God bless you. At this time, we're going to have Minister Jackie Keys to come with us a song. And I have a special guest for you all tonight, Pastor Stephen Badu is back in town, and he will be bringing us the message tonight. Praise God. We thank God for him at this time. Minister Keith.
He knows my name.
Come on now.
He knows my name. He knows my name.
Yes, yes.
He knows my name. Oh, how he walks with me.
And oh, how he talked with me. And oh, how he tells me that I am his own. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. Oh, how you comfort me. And oh, how you counsel me. It still amazes me that I am your friend. You know my name, Jackie Keys, hallelujah. You know my name, Evangelist Vivian Collins. You know my name. You know my name.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can say, what a mighty God you serve. When you know a God that knows your name, praise God. Hallelujah. You ought to be praising him with all of your heart, your mind, and soul. When there is a man knew you before you was born, even in your mother's womb. Praise God. He knows your name. He knew you by your name. Hallelujah. He know what you was going to be named before you were named. Oh, praise God. At this time, Pastor Stephen Badu from Ghana, West Africa. Hear him as he comes. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you all for being online this very time and this moment. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you all for being online this very time. This is a new day. This is the day that God has purposed in his mind that he's going to do new things with you. This morning when Pastor Vivian asked me to share with you tonight, I was just contemplating about what God is going to do, and the scripture that came into my mind to share with you happens to be the book of James, chapter 1. But as we began with prayer and people were coming out with their prayer requests, suddenly the Spirit of the Lord just laid a different scripture on my heart to share with you, and I'm going to be very brief with it, and I'm trusting that the word that comes will never return to us void. It will accomplish the purpose in which the word comes. It's been a while now, but thank God he's been faithful to his word, and I'm back here. I believe that God will do new things with us and for us. And whosoever believe in his word, the word will bring a change to our life. So I would like to look into the book of John, chapter 11. This is a very familiar book for most of us. We know Jesus has some wonderful friends, two friends, which happens to be Mary and Martha, and they have a brother called Lazarus. This family is a family that Jesus Christ loved the most. And we know the story behind the three. Lazarus died. And before he died, Jesus was sent to Jesus to go and inform him that his friend Lazarus is sick. And Jesus, when he heard, he tarried at the place for 2 days before he head towards Bethany. And when he got there, Lazarus has already passed on for 4 days, and he's been buried. So, but Jesus said to the disciples that this is for the glory of God to be revealed, and therefore That is why he has allowed it to happen this way. I believe that somebody is in a hopeless situation and believing God, that God will come through in that situation and make it hopeful. There is somebody that is going through a debt, somebody that is going through redundancy, somebody that is going through kind of a challenge in her life, and it seems that all hope is lost. But as Jesus Christ is in the boat, as Jesus Christ is in the midst of the situation, all is not lost. And I want to assure you, it doesn't matter that the financial crunch that you are going through, Jesus is still alive in the situation, and he will not allow you to sink in that situation. He will come through for you, and he will give us a testimony. He will give you a testimony, particularly you, a testimony, and he will testify to the congregation of the saints. I want us to look in three verses in John chapter 11, verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. That is what Martha said to Jesus. And when you read the verse 32, then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and he saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. Now these two sisters said the same thing because they believed in Jesus' ministry. They have faith in Jesus that when Jesus speaks or whatever word that proceed out of the mouth of Jesus Christ, it could turn the situations around. Let's read from verse 37 also. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? This is coming from the Jews also. They also had a belief that Jesus Christ can open the eyes of the blind. And if Jesus Christ would have arrived in time or on time, Lazarus wouldn't have died. But the good news is that God wanted to use the foolish situation to confine the wise. That is the more reason why things seem very difficult and challenging in this very time for some and most of us. And when we turn back, when we look forward, we see nothing coming. We see nobody coming. We see nobody coming to intervene for us. But there is somebody whose name is our Lord Jesus Christ. We may not see him physically coming. We may not see him as the one standing behind and before or beside us, but he is still with us. And he's turning the situation for better for us. After all this, Bible says that Jesus approached the tomb of the Lazarus. And he said, roll out the stone. And here we could see and we could hear that Jesus is about to perform a miracle, a notable miracle. You know, in this situation, what we need now is a miracle from the Lord. And Jesus is a miracle working God. Bible says that wherever he went, he was doing good. The mighty healer who healed the lepers. When people saw him, when the cripples saw him, they started walking. Jesus is the man who does good and performs miracles and signs and wonders. Rest assured, your situation is not beyond him. Rest assured, this challenging time has nothing to do with the Lord, and it's not beyond what he can do. Jesus Christ is right here with us. Jesus Christ is right here in your home. Jesus Christ is right there in that bedroom. Jesus Christ is right there beside you. What is it that you are believing him for? Is all hope lost? Maybe you are weeping tonight. Maybe you are crying in your bed alone. Nobody is coming. You feel lonely. You feel oppressed and depressed. Nothing is happening around you. But the good news is that Jesus is saying, roll away the stone. And now he's calling for the Lazarus. Now he's calling forth the names. Now he's calling forth your name. Come forth. What is it that you find yourself in? He is calling you. Come forth from that situation. Come forth from that sickness and disease. Come forth for a situation that seems sinking in your life. I want to assure you that it's never late because Christ is right in the seat. I want to assure you that it's not lost because Christ is right at the seat. Those situations happen for purpose because God wants to glorify himself. You've been written off. They've given you names. They've said so many things about you which is untrue. But this is the reason why Jesus Christ came. He came to save the lost. He came to throw lifeline to those who don't have life. He came so that the beggars and those who have been relegated to the back will come to the front seat. And that is why he has come tonight. You are not alone. I know the situation seems to be on you, but you are not alone in that situation. Jesus Christ is in the situation with you, and he's bringing you out of that situation. Rejoice in him. Be glad because Christ is in the scene. I can see somebody testifying. I can see somebody leaping and jumping and glorify the name of the Lord because the set time of your testimony, the set time of you being turned around for better is now. I can see the joy of the Lord. I can see people have been made merry because God has come through the situation. Lord, I thank you. I bless you so much for the testimonies, Lord, for the miracles, Lord, for the signs and wonders, Lord. I see you spoke in Lazarus' situation. You said, loose him and let him go. Tonight, anything that has bound you, anything that has tied your life, I declare it loose in Jesus' mighty name. There is somebody who is selling something and it seems like you are not getting buyers. I see God bringing buyers into that situation because he's the Lord. I see someone who is expecting some benefits and it's not coming. I see God visiting that situation and that benefit, it will come in Jesus' mighty name. Trust in the Lord. Believe in him. What he has said, he will perfect it. He will make it work for you. This is the time that he will cause you to rejoice. This is the time that he will cause you to testify to the congregation of the saints. This is the time that the one which is on his sick bed is coming out of that sick bed. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. That cancer won't kill you because our healer is Jesus Christ. And I see healing coming right now. Father, we bless you. We are grateful for your word tonight because you sent forth your word to heal our disease. Wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, I see the chaos situation being calm because Jesus has spoken into that situation. And I see calmness. I see peace. Receive this shalom from the Lord. And may he turn every situation for better for you. And may he give you the joy, laughter, and that testimony. That resounding testimony. All that you have to do is to fix your eyes in him. Don't wither. Don't be ambivalent. Just be firm and strong and remain faithful to him and see if he won't do it again for you. We bless you. Lord, I pray for the sick. I pray for those who don't even have hope that, Lord, you will fix them and make the situation better again for them. I thank you, and I bless your name in Jesus' name. Receive your healing now. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. We are glad for those words of encouragement. At this time, I ask Pastor, does anybody want Pastor Steve to pray for them after all of that? Praise God. Hallelujah. I took down some notes. So if there is anybody here tonight, praise God, believe, praise God, that God can do anything but fail, praise God, this is your time. This is your time. Now I wrote down Jesus. When it happened, Jesus was in the midst. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Ain't nothing going to happen unless Jesus come into your situation. You allow him to come in. Praise God. So when Jesus come in the midst, people was healed. He said, believe. Now, nothing is going to happen to you alone. You don't believe. You must believe that it's going to happen. Praise God. Another thing, Jesus is right there with you because he promised that he would never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. So you're not alone in this thing. Jesus is there to help us, to heal us. When we look at the word, praise God, hallelujah, the word of God is there to teach us what to do, how to receive everything that God has for his children. So,
amen.
Tonight, praise God, there was something. Jesus also told Lazarus to come forth. God wants you to come forth.
Hallelujah.
Yes. God. Hallelujah. Yes. God wants you to come forth. He don't want you to be stagnant because he's the on-time God. He's never late. God is never late. He's always there waiting on you to come forth. Praise God.
Yeah.
He's never late.
Yeah.
God wants to be glorified. God wants to be glorified. See, I was rarely taking notes because, see, I wanted to know what God say to his people tonight. So God don't want you to get the glory. He wants to get the glory. He tells us that all the time. All glory belongs to the Lord. What did he come for? He came for you. He came for you. Praise God. Oh, we got to renew our senses. Praise God. God came here for, he came and died for us, and he's living for us. He's forgiven us of our sins.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
This,
amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. He filled it with, this is your time. This is your time if you want all or something to happen in your life. Miraculously, hey, this is your time. So at this time, I'm going to let Pastor Steve pray for Sister Shawanda.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift my sister before you. You knew her when she was in her mother's womb, and you called her by name. Lord, this is not you. But Lord, you want your glory to be revealed, Lord. Touch her life. Bring a transformation. Bring a change. And let this change, Lord, reflect the family and everyone who's connected to her life. Is anything too hard for you? Your word says that no. With you, all things are possible. I see positivity in that situation. And I see a change. Receive a miracle right now. Receive a miracle. And no type of miracle right now.
Yes,
the story has changed. And I see you testify. In Jesus' name, receive this grace. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I get prayer?
Yes, you can. Go for it.
Can he pray for me? Yes. Lord, I pray for my sister. You knew her. Lord, you called her. And this time, Lord, I speak that every darkness dispel out of your life, and I speak light in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that when the light came, darkness could not comprehend. I pray in the name of Jesus, I speak light to radiate your life and bring change, the total change to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, be made whole right now. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor, can I have him pray for me?
Who is that?
This is Evangelist Gwen Bernardo.
Okay, go ahead.
I pray for you, Evangelist. Receive strength to do uncommon things for the Lord. In the midst of your weakness, I speak hope for you.
Hallelujah.
Where you are is not where you belong. God is taking you to a great... Receive that strength to do uncommon things for him. Be empowered and receive the support that you need to do greater things for the Lord. You are blessed in
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Vivian?
Yes.
Could Pastor Steve pray for me? This is Cynthia Willard.
Yes.
I pray for you, Honorable Cynthia. I declare that all is not lost. It seems that things are diminishing. But I speak as a prophet of God, as a servant of the Lord, that this is the time of your new beginning. Because the later part of your end will be beautiful than the beginning. And I speak that you begin to emerge into your greatness in the name of Jesus Christ, that you begin to walk with the greatest of the land, in the land of the living. I bless you because your light is about to send forth. You are blessed in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Before we go out there,
Hello?
Anybody else?
Hello?
Go for it. Yes, we listening.
This is Ms. Brenda Mims.
All right.
I'm in need of a healing.
He sent forth his word to heal our disease and infirmities. I speak that every joint of your being be strengthened. I declare that the marrows and then the bones, the veins be strengthened. I speak every terminal disease be healed in Jesus' name. I speak and declare that every back pain be healed in Jesus' name. Receive your miracle right now. It is your time and it's your season. For a miracle, receive that healing in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Amy.
Brother and Sister Bonds. All right, then. Sister Bonds, go for it. Great. All right, then, you all, we're going to get ready to close. And as I said, this is the last meeting for the next 2 weeks. And Pastor Steve will be on when I come back. And if anyone needs prayer, then you can do so. But I just thank all of you all for coming in. Thank all of you all for listening all across the land and listening to our radio program. Praise God. Praise God. All in South Korea and US and Japan, Germany and Romania. We send blessings out to you tonight. God bless now. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Amen. Thank God for you, Pastor and Pastor Steve. Glory be to God. Love everybody.
All right. Okay.